bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Comfort in Being Known by Dr. Carrie Vo, Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. I don't know if you've ever thought of it this way, or if I'm just strange, but there is comfort in a hospital gown. There is comfort in having someone official examine you and say, "Yes, those weird feelings you have aren't right, and we need to do some testing." Though you may be terrified at the same time, at least you're no longer in the land of what if, and should I see someone, and maybe I'm just imagining things, and nobody knows. Now you're in the hands of people who know more than you about how you're put together, and the doctors are going to do whatever they can to make you better. You are known. In the same way, there is comfort in being known by God, totally known, totally visible to the one who searches hearts and minds. Oh, there's terror too, especially if you carry guilt or shame that hasn't been dealt with yet. But there's comfort, because at last you can relax into the hands of the one who knows you better than anyone, the one who will never be fooled or never make a false diagnosis. He knows what is wrong, even when you don't. He is capable of fixing it. And in spite of everything, He receives you. He welcomes you. He loves you. He takes you to Himself. That last is the most important, isn't it? It's incredibly painful to be exposed to someone who does not care about you, someone who might mock you or reject you or blame you. We've all had those experiences, and some of us are so deeply scarred by them that we refuse to visit another doctor or to speak to another pastor or to talk to that family member. We go unknown and uncared for because we're afraid. But with the Lord, you never need to go uncared for. He is gentle and kind, and He does not upbraid you even when you know your problems are 100% your own fault. As Isaiah says in chapter 42, verse 3, "A bruised reed the Lord will not break, a faintly burning wick He will not quench." Jesus is the one person who can truly promise us, "Whoever comes to Me, I will never cast out." John 6, verse 37. So you and I, we can feel safe when we are fully known by God, because He will never use that against us. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we who trust in Him have become God's own children. He has brought us to trust in Him so that we can be healed and made well. And we have the promise that the Holy Spirit prays for us, including all those needs that are so deep that we don't know enough to pray for ourselves. There is comfort here for all of us who suffer and long to be known by someone who loves us. And we pray, Lord, help me to relax in Your love and be glad that You know me. In Jesus' name, amen.